What is the price of a man's dignity? What is the worth of his soul? Is the pursuit of personal pleasure of greater value than one's own existence? My mouth looks into the heart of the people in this world, and it is only mud that he sees. Mud drenched in the waters of a lustful oblivion. And he looks upon these things with great relish. For it is this mud that Maya Mouth does roll about in like so many wretched hogs. These are the truths that boil the mind with regret. And so we try so dearly to avoid them. But to one fragile kangaroo, he'll soon come to realize that even someone as low as he can sink down to the furthest reaches of the mire.
Does it ever stop raining in these lands?
Rarely. I must admit surprise at how cold you are. The fire is appropriately hot.
I am naked, Master. The fire is my friend, to be sure, but I have always been of a poor constitution in all things.
You are miserable.
I am in your service in all things, dear Master. But I am cold. I am also terrified of you.
I am pleased that you admit to it. I want you to fear me. Matthew, you now stand naked and shivering before a staunch servant of the god of lust. I take possession of you for my own pleasure, and I shall do with you as I please. But take heart, weakling. In this way, you shall know the rat whom you seek personally, as well as learn of his beautiful lore.
I want that.
Then lower your wretched body down and press your face to the crotch of my pants. Take in my scent and familiarize yourself with it. Bathe yourself in my elephant stink.
Master,
and you will stop calling me Master. You will call me Papa or Father. And you will mean it as if it is true. And if you fail in these first steps, I will break your neck. You are cold, my son. Let me make you warm.
You would really murder me, Papa?
I would.
You would murder your own son?
And enjoy myself in doing so. I would prefer, however, that I have a son who wants to indulge in his father's great masculine girth, like a true hedonist, to lick his father's meat like a filthy whore. Oh, that is the son I want. That is the son that I want to show to my god, to Maximus. I will deliver you unto him and his holy acolytes. You will be bathed in their lust as you slowly become one with the great rat.
I want that so much.
Then get down on your wretched knees and worship my bulge, my pathetic son.
Yes, Father. My big, attractive father.
Oh, you are a good boy. Breathe in my scent. Do nothing in halves. Long, deep breaths. Oh, I could murder you so easily. I could force you down and rape your fragile body to death. I want you to think about it. I want you to lust after it. Imagine me on top of you. Imagine me thrusting my oversized girth inside your pathetic body.
Yes, Father.
Admit your desires, son.
I want to be fucked to death.
By saying those words, you have pleased Maximus.
Drowning! The world is drowning in mud. Oh, the madness of it all. The waters of sin are thick with poison. Mayamouth is not afraid. Mayamouth is pleased with the state of things. Poor Matthew. You and I are soon to meet. And when that happens... I will show you, Maximus. I will show you everything.